the statement from ZANU-PF is not surprising. We've been hearing similar statements from ZANU-PF leadership since 2003 when these targeted sanctions were first enacted. And I think a good reminder is to counter ZANU-PF propaganda where they essentially say there's an overall sanctions on the country or somehow there's an embargo on the country, when in fact that's not anywhere close to being the truth. We have to remind ourselves that the targeted sanctions, I think to this day, only apply to about just over 100 Zimbabwean individuals. And now I think with the removal of the two banks, I think between 65 to 68 entities, mostly legal entities that are owned or affiliated with the individuals that are under sanctions.
But the critics of the sanctions actually say they have not done anything to move the needle. ZANU-PF is still as oppressive, they allege, as ever, and therefore the sanctions must just be removed in total.
Yes, I think, you know, that's certainly an argument we often hear when talking about U.S. policy towards Zimbabwe, but I think you have to look at the reason why, or the many reasons why the sanctions were applied in the first place, and that's because of the deterioration of the rule of law in the country, including a severe and evident lack of respect for basic rights, including the right to private property, free press, freedom of the speech, freedom of assembly. And these rights have been violated with impunity for decades. We've seen the abduction and disappearance of human rights activists, including Itai Dzamara. And the situation does not seem to be getting better, and to my mind, and to many others, it might even seem to be getting worse. So now is not the time, I think, to change U.S. policy or to otherwise reward what many see as a highly abusive and autocratic regime.